First of all, let's get a little bit more background on this story as to what exactly happened.
Just that there was a field trip to a certain place to discuss providing public access to attractive public BLM land out near Summit Ridge. And the field trip took place June 1st. And I guess the county commissioners were there, some county officials, and some BLM folks.
So whenever there is a meeting of at least two of the three county commissioners, or a quorum, as it's known, they have to notice that meeting, give public notice of that meeting. And this public notice needed to be posted in a public place. And according to the law, that has to be in a public place at least 24 hours in advance of the meeting. Now, this with the field trip did not happen.
Why does this matter? Why should someone care about this?
That's a really good question. I think in a lot of cases, the county could make the case that they're trying to be more efficient. And generally, as a county, they tend to shy away from a lot of bureaucratic regulations. And you could make an argument that this is kind of a bureaucratic regulation. Whenever you get two of the commissioners together, you don't always have time to go out and print out your notice and say, you know, oh, we have this formal meeting of the county commissioners, et cetera. In addition, County Natural Resources and Public Lands Coordinator James Dietrich said that they were not even intending this to be a secret, and they had also invited a reporter along with them. The Cortez Journal did write a great article about this story. The thing is that this issue did attract more public attention, possibly than the commissioners were even expecting. This issue regards public access to an area near the subdivision, and on the next county commissioner meeting, a lot of residents from that subdivision showed up at the meeting. There's a chance that they would have liked to have been invited in the first place to that original field trip.
Yes, and when I spoke to James Dietrich, he said that one of the reasons that they didn't provide, you know, a broad public notice of this was that the logistics were difficult. There wasn't a lot of space for a bunch of different cars to park. And, you know, if a whole bunch of people had showed up, it might have been hard. But I guess you spoke to an attorney, and he said that the law is still clear. It doesn't make an exception for that.
Exactly, yeah. He said that there's the logistical concerns of the meeting is not a reason to not provide notice of it. There are many ways that commissioners can accommodate the public, whether it's by finding a larger area to accommodate the public or taking up that business at a following meeting. There's lots of ways that commissioners can do that.
You know, it's interesting because these commissioners have worked in some ways to be very transparent, I think we should point out. You know, they do stream their meetings, which was a novelty, and they recently started providing access online to not just their minutes, but the attachments to the minutes, all the documents and correspondence and so on, which is, you know, good for the public transparency. But they've also had some issues around this whole question of open meetings law and executive sessions. And
we have addressed those questions beforehand in some of our reporting at KSJD. And you, of course, Gail, is also the editor of the Four Corners Free Press, have drawn attention to those issues as well.
Yeah.
In general, is this a common occurrence with other governments, and does this happen often in the community?
I think it does happen fairly often. I think there are some common misconceptions about open meetings law. One thing I hear people say a lot, even public elected officials, is that if they don't make an actual decision or a formal action, then they don't have to, either they don't have to notice the meeting or they don't have to call an executive session or whatever. It's okay for them to go into executive session whenever they want if they're not going to, you know, make a decision. And then that's not what the law says. The law says if there's so many people from the public body present, it's an open meeting, not if there's people present and they're going to take formal action. They just have to be discussing public business. They don't have, I mean, like if they all show up to a funeral or a picnic, that's different. But if public business is going to be discussed, then it's a considered an open public meeting.
Right. Okay. So in conclusion, we have this break in transparency law. It's not Watergate, but at the same time, this is something that the commission should probably address. And according to the attorney I talked to, there are ways for the county commissioners to cure this issue. However, it also can open the counties up to legal action, which could be funded by the taxpayers, which could also open a big can of worms for the county.
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that these are laws, and they were written by state legislators with the public in mind and the idea of transparency. And we understand that sometimes it's not very easy or very expedient to follow all these laws and be, you know, completely transparent, but they are the law. And they are, these laws are written for a good reason, so.
And we will, of course, be following this issue in the future and doing our jobs here as reporters to keep an eye out on what's going on in the County Commission.
I'm sure this question will come up again at some point.
Gail, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Austin.